Relief agencies say they're positioning food and medicine near the region in eastern Zaire, where more than 1 million refugees are stranded and in danger of dying from thirst, starvation, or disease. United Nations officials told Reuters today they've begun planning a huge airlift operation that would deliver aid to the refugees from a town in central Zaire. There now seems to be an international consensus that any rescue effort will need the protection of a multinational military force. Plans for that force have been debated for several days. Today, Canada volunteered to lead the operation, and the U.S. says it is determined to help. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders said today it thinks 1,000 refugees are dying each day in eastern Zaire. That estimate from their experience with other crises around the world in past years. In Washington, U.S. officials read that report this morning, checked with their intelligence agencies, and according to one State Department official, were horrified to learn that the U.S. sources agree with the estimate. Quick action is clearly necessary, but the country that stepped forward today was not the United States, but Canada. The Canadian government has notified the United Nations it is willing to direct a multinational military force to go into Zaire and bring aid to the refugees there. UN spokesperson Silvana Foa made the announcement today in New York.
If circumstances are appropriate, Canada will take the lead, will take the command of this operation. Its main purpose would be to ensure that more than 1 million people who are cold, hungry, desperately dehydrated, scattered over a no-man's land in eastern Zaire, to ensure that they get food, water, and medical attention.
UN Secretary General Boutros-Boutros-Ghali said today he expects more than 12 countries to contribute to the force, but the United States would have to provide at least logistical support, and State Department spokesperson Glyn Davies said today the U.S. government has not yet decided what should be done in Zaire.
We are in discussion with the Canadians intensively in more than one venue about their proposal. And what we have are a number of proposals, including the Canadian proposal, that are out there. What's important to do now is to look at all of these proposals.
The lack of American leadership in the management of the Zaire crisis has exposed the United States to international criticism, but U.S. officials insist the Clinton administration is in fact preparing to do a lot, even to the point of contributing ground troops to a multinational force. One reason the United States has been slow to endorse the Canadian proposal, according to a senior U.S. official, is that the Pentagon must be first convinced that Canadians have the capacity to lead U.S. troops. Glyn Davies at the State Department said today that U.S. officials have been meeting around the clock the last few days to figure out what to do in eastern Zaire.
U.S. officials are seized of the necessity to, in examining this crisis, figure out what is best for the United States to do. And there are a number of very serious, very live options, some of which come from within the United States government, some from others. And the challenge is putting the various components together so that you actually have something that can go into that very remote, mountainous part of the world and work.
Beginning tomorrow, U.S. pilots will be flying reconnaissance aircraft over eastern Zaire to determine where exactly the refugees are and what conditions they're facing. Administration officials say the United States is also helping to plan an operation to take control of the Goma airport in eastern Zaire so that some relief could be flown into the region even before an outside force arrives. In the meantime, intensive consultations are underway at the United Nations and elsewhere over the makeup of a rescue force. Current plans are for the force to be authorized by the Security Council, but to operate independently of it. UN spokesperson Silvana Foa says the next step is for countries willing to participate to notify the Secretary General.
It could happen very, very quickly. What we're all keeping our fingers crossed for 48 hours, 72 hours is okay. Anything beyond that, we'll start to complain around here. But it seems to me that this could move pretty fast.
U.S. officials aren't so sure a decision can be made that quickly, at least regarding the U.S. contribution. In the end, says one senior official, this will be up to the president. I'm Tom Jelton in Washington.